cross. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Play it, sing it, all hail the offerer. Oh, hail the offerer. We shall always remember all that perished in the struggle for our freedom. All hail our heroes. Our prayer shall be known both day and night. Say them always. All hail the offerer.
Good morning, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are. Once again, we welcome you to Radio Biafra. Live transmission on this very day, the Saturday of the 15th day of November in the year of our Lord 2014, with the time now standing at approximately 5 minutes past 8 a.m. in the morning. The time now in the United Kingdom is 5 minutes past 7 a.m. in the morning. Wherever you are, it is the same number of minutes past the top of the hour, right across the face of this very planet, from the east to the west, as this very earth spins around the sun. From the zero latitude going westwards and eastwards, we welcome you regardless of what you are doing, that this is Radio Biafra. We are live, we are direct, we are in Biafra land, reaching out to the entirety of humanity, irrespective of where you are domiciled. We come to you twice every day, in the morning and also in the evening, with the absolute and unflinchable tenacity. We come to you with every force we can imagine in terms of the effort we are making to continue the ceaseless propagation of this very gospel as preached on this very platform, Radio Biafra. We are on satellite because we are a satellite broadcaster. We are online and can be accessed via www.radiobiafra.co. We are on tuning.com. We are on radioforest.net, Radio Biafra can also be accessed via www.ipob.org. This is Radio Biafra, and we welcome you. We are live this morning on the air. We are transmitting from Igwocha, and humanity is listening as they are duty bound to do. Everybody who is anybody who can discern, who can reason, who can understand, who appreciate the magnitude of what we are doing is at this very precise moment glued to their listening device. I ask you, therefore, to tell those around you, to inform them of the essence of what we are doing, to bring them to the awareness, to the knowledge, to the understanding, to a particular level of reason that will enable them to participate, to partake in this very noble effort. Because it will require the involvement of millions of people right across the world, with 100 of them at the front line, to be able to accomplish this very desirous and most welcoming of all development in our lives, that we may live as free men and women as Chukwu Abiama intended. That is why in all that we do, for us to ensure the ceaseless outpouring of grace and glory from the throne of heaven, we maintain our incorruptibility. We assert with every certainty that we are incorruptible. Incorruptible, whiter than white and whiter than snow, and will continue inexorably to demonstrate this very fact beyond every reasonable doubt. That is why we do what we do. That is why we are continually being blessed. That is why anything we touch turns into gold. That is why people come to us. That is why they appreciate the extent to which we have to travel in order for us to ensure that the kingdom of God, which is the Republic of Biafra, is brought into tangible existence. Not just in theory or in the mind, but that the physical attributes that underpin any modern state is visible for man to behold in this part of the world. That is why we do what we do, and that is why Biafra will come. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I am the leader of the indigenous people of Biafra all over the world, the commander of her forces, those of them who understand the essence of sacrifice and discipline, and by the same token, the director of Radio Biafra, by the very special grace of Chukwu Abiama, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. I will serve my country in life and even in death. There is nothing I will not do to ensure that this place is set free from the shackles of the abominable existence of the darkened and entity of hell that is the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. We are here to make things happen, and those things will happen. Because anything we say we are going to do, invariably we do it. The weakness of the average mind of an Igbo person cannot stop us. The very backbiting, very gossipy nature of these people will not stop us. We are here to cure them of all these diseases. We are here to cure them of their intransigence. We are here to cure them of their apathetic approach to issues concerning their survival as a race. We are here to ensure the ceaseless and continual propagation of this very gospel that will restore the kingdom of heaven, that will restore the absolute sovereignty of Biafra in truth and honesty, because we do not lie. Other people may lie or try to confuse men and women around the world. Here we are consistent. We do not lie. Every lie told will be exposed and is being exposed. Every subterfuge, every insubordination, every ill discipline, every effort to subvert a divine and noble cause will be brought to the attention of the entirety of humanity. We are all over the world with millions of people listening, growing exponentially every blessed day. so that the propagation of this very gospel will remain ceaseless and timeless, because here it is the truth. Truth is timeless, and I must welcome you. This is your platform. This is Radio Biafra, the only thing that you have, the only thing you own, the only effort we are making all over the world to ensure the unity of those of them that believe in the truth and honesty that we preach on this very platform. We must welcome you. There are some people here with me. I will go to them to ask them to please kindly, one after the other, tell us who they are. They have been with me for the past few days, and they have remained with me till this very day, and will stay with me until I leave this very part of Biafra land to continue this very noble mission, to continue the preaching of this very gospel all over the world. I must welcome you. Now it is their turn also to welcome you, please. And after they have done so, I will proceed to provide you the name, not just the name of the Skype ID, but also the telephone number with which you can contact us this morning when our lines open, please. Go ahead, my dear brother. This is Radio Biafra.
My good people of Biafrans, the friends of Biafrans, and the enemies of Biafrans, we are still broadcasting from Port Harcourt, Igwacha, River State, Biafra land. We are happy to inform you people that Biafra is real. Biafra is going to be restored back. It is ordained by God. God has given us this nation. It's a nation. The zoo is not a nation. When you understand what is nation, you find out that Nigeria is not a nation. A Biafra man cannot eat the food from the north or from the Yoruba, which is the west. But in Biafra land, no part of Biafra, you cannot, an Igbo man cannot eat their food. If you go to Efik, you eat their food. You go to Ijo, you eat their food. Urobo, Ishekiri, everywhere we have the same menu, the same culture. So, my good brothers and sisters, we are here reminding you people that you should come out in mass and support the restoration of Biafra. And a British man who was paid to come and disorganize what God has made. He has done his own part, but God's plans and idea will prevail. We are here now to restore it back. What God has made, no man can put asunder. Come without fear and support us. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Fellow Biafran, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you reside, all over the world. We are here once again to preach the gospel to everybody to understand. I beseech all of you all over the world, Biafra is real. Don't have a doubting mind. Please stay tuned as our Honorable Director and Commander-in-Chief preach the gospel to you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Good morning, my fellow brethren. Good morning. The friends and well-wishers of Biafra land, good morning. It's a new day, a new dawn, the day that the Lord has made, a day of blessing. We welcome you all to this morning broadcast. Please, I urge you all, this is the reality of the actualization of sovereign state of Biafra. Please, my brothers and sisters, whatever you have, in spirit, physical, please, help and use it in contribution for us to get to where we are going to. We should not be giving headache nor disturbance to our leader, the one that the Lord has given unto us. Rather, we should help him in any means that he will fulfill the mission that the Lord has placed in his care. Thank you all.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Thank you.
Good morning, my people in the land of Biafra. Good morning, Biafra worldwide. I greet you all for you to know that the time for the liberation have come. The time that God has given us the victory have come. The time that God to restore it back have come. I know that you will support us so that we can realize the Biafra. God bless you.
And God bless you too. God bless you too. He's same.
My name is Evangelist Uchenna. I'm from Biafra land.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much for that. Thank you.
We are welcoming you once again to today's gospel. Today is another day we are broadcasting live from Igwacha, telling the world that we want to be free. We are not asking for anything again. Just allow us to be free. We want to be free from all the tribalism, all the hatred in here in Nigeria. We want to be free from backbiting and cowardice here in Nigeria. We want to be free and be able to express ourselves, be able to live life. Here in Nigeria, there's nothing different from hell. Nothing is different. It's still the same thing. I still remember my humble self, Owudi Wechidebere, from Eziago in Enugu State. I'm using this opportunity to tell everybody that is Biafran living outside Nigeria to be able to call their people, tell them that Biafra is coming. They should join the Biafran IPO family and live Biafra, because they should think Biafra, live Biafra, and dream Biafra, because Biafra is real. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much.
My fellow great Biafrans, I greet you this morning. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I really want to use this opportunity to welcome you all as you listen to Radio Biafrans. And my name is Remain Lawrence Izuchukwu Hart from River State. Biafra has come to stay, and nothing more. Backward never, forward ever. We have come to stay, and that is what we want. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. Our work is continuous. We are not going to relent. We are not going to prevaricate. We will not retreat. And we will not surrender. We get Biafra, or we die getting Biafra. There is no two ways about that. Either Biafra or death. That is what we signed up to. It's as simple as that. If you cannot stand this very heat, you cannot be at the coal face of this very effort. If you lack the discipline and application to develop this mindset, inhabit it, and allow it to guide you, then you are not fit to be part of what we are doing. We are resolute and we are determined, because Biafra will come. I feel sorry for those of them fathered by Hausa Fulani men as a result of the invasion of Biafra land. Some of the conception that was recorded, some of the birth that was given to some people. I cannot begin to believe sometimes what I see and what I hear. A lot of them, they have to think and behave like their fathers. That is why if you find yourself not part of this very effort, if you find yourself trying to destabilize what we are doing, I can categorically assure you that the person you have been calling father is not your father. Only when you are fathered by a Hausa Fulani person or a cowardly Yoruba man will you not accept Biafra as the only divine way out of the mess that you find yourself in. That very mess is the Zoological Republic. Here we preach a gospel that defines who we are, articulates our viewpoint, and then we not only propagate it, we go ahead to implement it. Verbatim. Anything we say we are going to do, we have done or in the process of doing, and nothing leads me to believe that this same approach will change anytime soon. It will not change until Biafra comes and beyond. I must therefore proceed this very morning to present our news headlines and accompanying news summary, irrespective of where you are around the world. It is our pleasure and our delight to welcome you, because this is your platform. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue. This very morning, as I said before, anything we say here is always true. And in keeping with our style, in keeping with our consistency, we bring to you news today that, as we told you before, that the Islamization agenda is supported by some people in the Western world. Today there is proof, as we have a video of John Kerry observed by commentators where he said that they will, it's unbelievable. They will support Islam. They will do what they are doing in order to ensure that the suffering of the majority of Muslims, I think he was even saying that Muslims are majority, that U.S. policies will be geared towards supporting or ensuring the well-being of the majority of Muslims. No wonder they handed us over to these people, hook, line, and sinker, between 67 and 70. I have always said something, that when the Knights Templars visited the Temple of Solomon in the Dark Ages, in pursuit of the Holy Grail, they stumbled upon some facts and some documentation that when they returned it to the Pope kept silent for hundreds of years. Not that same Pope, until one fateful Friday, the 13th, when they were ordered to be massacred, they discovered something that shook the foundations of Christianity. And the Pope did not want the world to know it or to hear it. Because of that, modern-day banking that you see was brought about by the Knights Templars, the Knights of the Temple of Solomon in Jerusalem. They started banking. They were given that papal permission to carry money and to exchange money exclusively because of what they discovered in Jerusalem regarding Islam. And today, we are witnessing that most of them, including Barack Obama, that occupy high offices around the world, most of them are indeed covert Muslims. John Kerry have eventually let the cat out of the bag. We must continue. We must continue. Dame Jonathan's visit killed, feared dead, another injured in a stampede. And I will tell you why the kid died in a short while. Court lifts ban on Abalaka's HIV vaccines. A court in Abuja because of Obasanjo bandit. They said he's an Abuja-based scientist. They will not tell you that he is a Biafran. They will say Abuja-based. I don't know why he's bringing out this very vaccine. Of course, he's a humanitarian. He understands his obligation and his oath, of course, to cure people who are ill. Maybe that is why he's doing it. They went to court and the court asked everybody to step aside and allow this vaccine to go ahead. If it is the Ebola vaccine from the Western world brought through Red Cross, everybody will allow it. If it is any other nonsense, they will allow it. This is HIV vaccine that will cure people. They said no, they won't allow it. But today we are reporting that the court have actually lifted the ban to allow this drug. These are the things that makes white people not to allow Biafra to come. They know what we are capable of. Not because this man did not get this vaccine out of his own knowledge. It's Chukwu Abiama, God in heaven, that allowed that very knowledge to exist in this man. If not, this same knowledge could have existed in an Arewa man or in an Oduduwa person. But it will never go there. It will only come to his children. Even the entire Western civilization is based on the contributions of Jews and Hebrews in the whole world. Go and check it. Every great inventor, go and check, has a Hebraic background. Go and check it. From them will the blessing to the world come from them. There is a price for sale of a Christian woman if you want to buy one. The price is $63 according to the Islamic State. They have listed a price when they capture Christian women. They put a price on their head depending on their virility. I suppose depending on how strong they think they are. $63 if you want to buy a woman, a Christian woman. And very soon that will be happening to you here as well. And by then, all of these people confusing you, all of these people misleading you in the name of politicians and Ohanaeze, they will abandon you and run away. They will abandon you and run abroad. And you'll be here and your wives will be sold off. In fact, I want to see the face of an Igbo man when the wife is being sold off by Boko Haram. I want to see his face. Your daughters hacked away and sold off. So your sons, even worse fate will befall them. Your wife, you'll be there. Your wife will be sold for 13,000 naira or for 12,000 naira. maybe your daughter will go for, because if it's a 9-year-old, that's the one they prefer. Maybe they may raise the price to 25,000 naira, who knows? And then you will understand that Radio Biafra was always right. And then we'll not even feel sorry for you. I don't feel sorry for idiots. I don't. If Boko Haram were to come today to bomb our place, you think I will cry? I won't cry. Because it's what we deserve. 5 children kidnapped in Makrodi. This place is falling apart. They will not tell you the right news, but here on Radio Biafra, we pride ourselves in telling you exactly what is happening. 3.9 million of the monkeys in the zoo are diabetic. 3.9 million Nigerians are diabetic. You will say your neighbor is holding you one nagiji, one papagiji. No, not at all. You are in fact, diabetes is holding you. Nobody is holding you apart from diabetes. Go and find a cure. The zoo army makes a rare admission of loss of territory to Boko Haram. They have considered. And now is the time to strike. Do you see how the devil works? Now that we are very, very close to assembling our people and making sure we give them the right tools and materials to carry out their work, the devil just struck from nowhere and went into some people, telling them, please run away with the defense fund. The devil talking to them. When we ask them to take an oath, they run away. Criminals and vagabonds. They run away. They say the oath is too strong. What is stronger than Biafra? Is there anything stronger than Biafra on this earth? Nothing is stronger than Biafra. If you are not prepared to pledge allegiance to your country, you are not fit to be called a Biafran. You are not. Because as a sister reminded me last night, the oath is too strong. People think it is just a joke. It is so strong. Go against it and you will suffer forever and ever. Not just this generation, but the ones to come. We continue our work, and that very job is ceaseless. We now want to bring you the news in greater detail. There is a particular news website presenting. We want to make sure that before you watch this video, you are sitting down. The video of John Kerry. The one that, please make sure you aren't driving. You might laugh so hard you will cause a pileup on the highway. That, or you could get extremely angry. You might break your phone or your computer. Either way, this won't end well. We also used to think that things this stupid were only possibly said by Michelle Bachmann. The mantle of stupidity has been passed down to yet another liberal. We give you John Kerry, as pointed out by Novell Rose, a writer for Western Journalism. Given what John Kerry said in the video above, one could reasonably ask a question that is consistently repeated by liberals. What about the separation of church and state? This whole debacle took place in a special ceremony in Washington. He yet again took the time on Wednesday to promote global warming and its apparent man-made causes. As you just saw above, Kerry took it a step further this time around. The Secretary of State pointed out some verses in the scripture that most people are not aware of. He claimed that the United States of America has a biblical responsibility to confront climate change to help protect vulnerable Muslim majority countries. The Secretary of State of the United States of America, John Kerry, said that according to the Bible, that the United States of America has a moral obligation and a duty to fight climate change in order to protect vulnerable Muslim majority countries. Do I need to say more? There is nothing else to say. And that is Obama's administration. I told you that the man is a waste of space. They said, oh, black man, let's vote for. He's a black man, let's vote for. It's like voting for Jonathan. It's only now he's announcing he wants to build the O'Neill Road, East-West Divide, or whatever rubbish they call it. After all these years in power. It's like voting for Obama and expecting Biafra, voting for Jonathan and expecting Biafra to come. Oh, there is a way they do it. There is a plan they have. Which plan is to steal, to pillage, to loot, to run the treasury dry? They are not good people. And here on Radio Biafra, we must say it. It is like voting for Obama and expecting poor, drug-crazed black Americans to emerge from their mental state of stupor to do something else meaningful. It is impossible. Because the color of your skin do not determine the content of your brain. Your intellect is not determined. In fact, your capability or ability to execute policies positive enough to impact very well on the lives of your people doesn't come with the color of your skin. That is why there's some whole nonsense about black Africa. Africans are one, let's unite. It's garbage. Nonsense. How can you unite with people that kill people under Sharia law? How is that conceivable? How is that possible? Africa, let's unite. Africa, we are one. Who told you we are one? We are not one with them. We don't know who they are. We don't eat their food. We don't wear their clothing. We don't speak. Nothing at all. Even religion is different. There is no comparison in any way whatsoever. Ever with these two divergent value systems, and you tell me nonsense, Africa is one. Let's unite. Oh, no, what are you? Go to your mother's kitchen and unite with your mom and your dad. Do something for yourself. Don't come looking for me because I want to do something for my country where I come from. Then Jonathan visits a child, the kid is feared dead, another injured in a stampede. Patience, Jonathan, Abiakwazo, the same woman. They have come again. The hopelessness of our people, the hopelessness of our people is staggering. Now, let us tell you why this kid died. What led to it? And then you will understand that when we tell you that black people in Africa are demented, you will understand the reason why. A kid was feared dead while another suffered leg fracture following a stampede at the Samson Siasia Stadium, venue of the distribution of economic empowerment items and commodities to indigents of Bayelsa State by the First Lady, then Patience Jonathan. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? They went to distribute, to throw away biscuit from the car, biscuit and candy from the car window. That is called empowerment. They have gone to empower the kids by giving them biscuits to eat and sweet hacks and chewing gum. That is called empowerment in the lexicon of black people in Africa. They don't know the meaning of the word economic empowerment. They don't understand it. When you conduct a public discourse in a language that is alien to you, you end up with the mess you have in the zoo. You don't know English language. You pretend you know, but you don't know anything. Empowerment is by giving a child biscuits. I will repeat this very news. This is being reported by Vanguard newspaper. A kid was feared dead while another suffered leg fracture following a stampede at the Samson Siasia Stadium, venue of the distribution of economic empowerment items. Do you distribute economic empowerment in items, in packets? Is that how you learn your own economic empowerment? Which economics textbook told you that? That economic empowerment is by distributing biscuits to people. And they ask me, why do you want Biafra? I cannot stand people who are ignorant. I am an educated man. I don't like people who are dumb. Education doesn't have to come from formal acquisition of certificates and qualifications. No. Common sense, Oburu, you see. Common sense. I recall, and I've told this story before, when I was studying in England, they said to us, that every law you make in the United Kingdom is tested. And we asked them how. They said, what will the man on the Clapham omnibus make of that very law? They will not tell you lawyers or barristers or judges. An ordinary person, can they understand the law and what it means? That is the litmus test. If they do, fine. If they don't, the law is scrapped immediately. The Clapham omnibus. Go and Google it. Omnibus is one word. Go and Google it, then you will know. This same, according to an eyewitness, the kids were trampled upon in a stampede caused by armed security men, including men of the Joint Task Force, codenamed Operation Pulo Shield, guarding a civilian president. When Obama comes, you can go and touch Obama. You can shake the hand. You can hug him. You can do a selfie with your mobile phone, take pictures with the president. The same thing with Cameron. There is only plain clothes you will see. No armed guard. But this is the wife of the zoologist himself, and people are dying. Yet those that went to claim they traveled abroad and studied and came back to be working in ministry of this or ministry of that, they cannot see what is wrong with this way of life. They are making a mockery of modern society, making a mockery of modern governance. Now the child is dead, looking for biscuit. Economic empowerment in packets of is it Five Alive? Economic empowerment. If you drink Five Alive, you become economically empowered, according to Mrs. Jonathan. Court lifts ban on Abalaka's HIV vaccine. A federal high court in Makurdi on Friday lifted a government ban on the use of HIV vaccines produced by a Nigerian doctor, they call it. Nigerian doctor, no longer a Biafran, but a Nigerian. So when you hear a Nigerian doctor, if you have all these almajiris go for Hajj in Saudi Arabia, they'll say to them, oh, you people discovered the vaccine for HIV. They'll say, yeah, we did. Akwandi Awusa. Have you seen a Hausa man before in a laboratory? Wearing white coat in a lab before. Testing anything. Awusa. Maybe they're testing foreign currency. Dollar and pound to see which one the Ugandan is changing on the street. And gold. They're changing gold. Do they have time? We are the one that... And the thing is, once this very medicine is patented and sold, Hausa people will get the royalty to build more roads in their place. And then when this man travels there, they will blow him up and he will die off. There is a level of injustice consistent with the ignorance of the people of this place that makes me... I can't question Chukwuebiam anyway. I said they want me to speak out of turn that Chukwuebiam may withdraw his glory from us, and I won't do that. Mr. Balaka, an Abuja-based medical... They have not told us his village. Remember, this is how they work. He's a Nigerian based in Abuja. They will not say where he comes from. If something had gone wrong now, they say, oh, he is from Obolafo. Or maybe he's from Nsukka. Or this man is from Nnewi. Is that not correct? An Nnewi-born indigene. He is no longer an indigene. He is now a Nigerian based in Abuja. Not an indigene. When he's now filling out a form, they won't ask him, what is your state of... The only country in the world, where is your state of origin? It is either you're a Nigerian or you're not. Why ask for this? Because you want to discriminate. We lambasted them. Now they decided to go and change it. Say, it is not good to ask somebody that... now they know. They are mad people. They say they are lawmakers. Daft people. And what worries me is the young people that follow them. That's the only thing that worries me. Like father, like son. Your fathers, we are hopeless. You have continued the same hopelessness. Somebody is a politician with some money, you're running after them. Instead of fighting, instead of being angry or getting angry and fighting for your future, you are busy following somebody who will empower you through a box of biscuits. Rice and wrapper, and your life is over. You enter, as our brother will say, into another 4 years imprisonment. And then after that, you're complaining. The little money you have, Pentecostal pastors and Apollo Zubozubo, the little penny you have, Pentecostal pastors will take it away from you, even impoverishing you further. That is what they want to do in the Biafran struggle. I call it the Pentecostalization of the Biafran struggle. After all, I saw 3,000 euros in that account. It's IPOB, Defense Fund. With that money, I can start my foundation in the village. Let me take that money. Odokara, we'll go Biafra. And then the cost of the people will be upon your head. And then in the next 10, 15 years, you start going to one native doctor or the other. So there is something in my compound. They buried something there. It's holding us back. You don't know it is your criminality that is holding you back. And nobody else. Anybody who took the oath and you want to rescind on that very oath, you must be very, very careful. Not when it starts. You start looking for your neighbor to blame. Because you will be in one almighty mess and trouble. This is Radio Biafra. Mr. Balaka, they say he's an Abuja-based medical practice, not his village. He challenged the NAFDAC for banning him from using the vaccines he discovered in 1999 for the treatment and prevention of the deadly human immunodeficiency virus, HIV. The therapy, which generated controversy for years in the zoo, was banned by the Obasanjo administration. Not a Yoruba man, Obasanjo banned him. Ask no young Wolampa Dibia Napa. Any Dibia will let Siago and I go Zubo Zubo. If I'm ill and I'm dying already, any medicine you give me, I will take. I don't care. Is that not correct? Anything you give me, I will take. Because this is why the way a black man in Africa thinks is more primitive than a monkey. And I will tell you why now. The reason why they have not sanctioned this drug is because it didn't come from a white pharmaceutical firm. It is not Smith Klein Beecham. It is not Wellcome. It is not Pfizer. It's not one of the big boys. In other words, how can they be there and one wretched monkey in Africa will take all the money that will come from HIV cure? Oh my goodness me. Does that mean that these monkeys, they have brain? That's what they're thinking. And they told the users of Obasanjo. And he banned this very drug. That is how useless African people are. I tell them, if not for Chukwu Abiam, I won't come close to them. I will be like Michael Jackson. I will bleach my skin. I'll go and buy a monkey and live with. I will fry my hair. If I thought there's an awkward challenge anywhere, it's gone. And change my nose and elongate it. Our people are daft. African people make me sick. They make me sick to the bone. Because it is not a white man, the authentication of everything that you are must come from a white person. If it's not from a white person, it is nothing. Who told you? Have you eaten chicken from the village before? And the nonsense they sell you that gives you cancer all over the world. Otoko chicken in England is £1. Even as you're going, they'll call you back and add one on top for free. Brula. 7 days. Okoketo. 7 days. Little, the farm is like a factory. Before your eyes, before they hatch it in the morning around 7 o'clock, before 8, you see it, the feathers have come out. And it's big. A chicken that takes drip and injection. After eating, they're dying of all manner of diseases. Alzheimer's, just name it. Every nonsense. Because this very vaccine was discovered by a Biafran. They will say, you see those people, don't allow them to be free. We told you. Hageman and Jaya, they will stop us from dominating the monkeys from Africa. Daft people. Open drainage, open gutter everywhere. Mosquito, you'll be standing on the roadside, mosquito will be buzzing in your ear in the afternoon. And they tell me they are learned people. No, you are not learned. You know how to read and write certain words in English. That is all you can do. If economic empowerment is giving biscuits to little children, you are even more foolish than I had thought before. More foolish. And Chukwu Abiam must hurry and let us finish this very work. Because there are people I talk to and I meet that I don't want to meet in my life. There are some people I come into contact with, like when I'm traveling on the road and checkpoints, that in my whole life, I don't want to meet them. Some of them, their stomach is so large, you wonder how can they fit into any properly sized uniform. But on the roadside, telling you openly, bring your money, because the Inspector General of Police has a cut in it. If you report him, they will release him. You can't do anything. From the IG, it goes to the press. Everybody has a share in the money they make from the roadside. But because people don't have shame, you know, there's nothing like shame in this world. Shame is what gives you pride. If something can make you feel ashamed, you have pride, you try to not engage or dabble in it. But today, what is life like for our people? This man developed this vaccine for HIV. Barrister, remain with me. I will come to you in a short while. Because he's a black man, people are saying no. Do you know the reason why I am not more popular than Obama today? Because I'm not white. I'm not white. People listen to the Radio Biafra, they receive healing. Is that correct?
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
The woman is here. I will see her today. You listen to Radio Biafra and you receive healing. Because a white man have not told you that Nnamdi Kanu is special. Of course, Uchemefo is trying his best. But Uchemefo is also a black man like I am. Some may listen to him, others may not. But we know what we have. Like our brother that developed this very vaccine. Because if this vaccine is not working, they wouldn't have banned it. If it's something that will be killing us even more, they will say, oh yeah, go ahead and produce it. I know white people very, I know the way they think. He testified before the court. Mr. Abalaka, who also called three witnesses, said he discovered a recipe to turn the virus in the infected blood of HIV infected persons into both preventative and curative vaccines. A Biafran. Chukwa Biama will give us Biafra. When we finish building this place, if you are walking on the road and your food drops on the ground, you pick it and eat it without looking sideways. There's one opposite us here. It's facing southwest. The one we are in is facing, is it towards Mecca? Maybe Kachiri. Jerusalem. Kachiri to Mecca or Jerusalem. The one behind us is facing Satan. There is no grid system. Outside is decaying. Open drain, gutter. Who knows behind here with gutter? Do you know the meaning of the word gutter? Gutter is the thing you pick water with on your roof. That's the meaning of gutter. Gutter is not what you dig on the ground. The collector that collects water from around your roof and channels is what is called guttering, gutter. That is the gutter. What you have outside should be a drainage and the eye should not see it. It should be covered on the ground. That is how you know civilized people. Before you build any town, you first of all cable the ground with every utility you need. And then you build it. Even that same water, if you go to England, the same water you're drinking is the same water you flushed down the toilet maybe about 2 days ago. I went to Dubai, and Dubai is greener than some places here. They don't have any rain. There is no water. They desalinate the water from the sea. It was in 1987 that I told them this. There's a university. I said to them, Africa is suffering from drought and famine. There is hunger in Ethiopia. And I said to them, what stops you from having a proper irrigation system to irrigate the fields? You said there is no water. You said there is no water. Why don't you irrigate the fields? They said, how? I said, you can go to the Indian Ocean and sink something called desalination plant. You know what it does? It removes salt from seawater. That's all. That same salt is the salt you used to eat. It's better than any other salt, sea salt. So the byproduct of desalination plant, apart from the slat sludge that may come from it, is salt. The other water is now pure and clean. Why can't you use that technology to feed the people in Ethiopia? Instead, we had musicians playing in stadium in England. We are the world playing guitar for little school children to contribute money to feed adults in Africa. When OAU was there, mad people from this part of the world, mad, insane people. The level of ignorance is mind-boggling. That is why when people listen to us, of course, who says white people don't know what we're doing? If not, would they have called us yesterday? All the way from USA. They called, they said they want to speak to me. I said, what for? They said, we have a way we can help Radio Biafra. We have a new technology that will help Radio Biafra. Oh, come on, your child, white woman called me yesterday. I put it on because I don't like Agwo Funyan Weke. So that those around me can. I don't do things without a witness. Never, ever, ever. Never. Anything I do, I have a witness. That is why Chukwu Abiam will continue to bless us. Islamic State, the price for the sale of a Christian woman is $63. A recently discovered and interpreted document reveals that the Islamic State has an actual price list it uses to sell the women and children its terrorists take, and that price varies depending on age, gender, and ethnic background. First off, the document makes it clear that the market for selling these spoils has declined precipitously. Newsmax is reporting in the Saturday story in Aletela's Arabic edition that was translated into English. The article says that the price of captured women and children has fallen to the extent where Islamic State revenues have been adversely affected. So to continue to benefit the Islamic State, the financial institutions must consider setting up controls and prices with regards to the prices at which these spoils are to be sold, the article stated. Those who don't abide by the price list should be put to death, the document suggested, according to Newsmax. Christian women being hacked off and sold. People are here saying one Nigeria, Chineke Gakpo, you're welcome. Anybody saying one Nigeria, Satan will take your soul. If I see anybody flying that flag and there is nobody around, they should be killed. They should be killed. Satanic people. That is whom Lugard put. You know, Chukwuebiama is very, very, I don't know. He could have allowed Islam to come into his country, which is Biafra. He didn't. He killed their army. But he allowed the British to come in and give us something resembling the real thing, but not quite the real thing. That's what they did. So that we can discover. It's like a clue. Give us some code so we can discover our way back to him. That's all. If not, we would have allowed Islam to come in. And today we'll be as useless as Yoruba people. Services have been asked by the Nigerian Senate to ensure that the seized northern, northeastern territories are recaptured from Boko Haram before the general election in 2015. This was said on Thursday in a meeting with the Chief of Army Staff, Lieutenant General Kenneth Minima. The Senate Committee on Defense and Army was also worried that the elections may not hold in the troubled northeastern states in 2015 due to the terrorism there. However, Senator George Sekibo, chairman of the committee, said election will hold if the army could recapture the territories seized by Boko Haram and if peace is restored in those areas. Sekibo went further to say, while politicians are busy scheming for the 2015 elections, insurgents are, on the other hand, having a field day, especially in the northeast. Now is the time for us to strike. Give us the weapons. I am here on the ground, and you will see what will happen. As simple as that. And see what will happen. This is Radio Biafra. There have been elections in the northeast of the Zoological Republic, which means that whoever is elected cannot be president. As simple as that. Assuming, of course, that the election is allowed to go ahead, which we are not at liberty to say anything about. This is Radio Biafra. Five children kidnapped in Makurdi. No fewer than five children between the ages of 1 and 2 have been reportedly kidnapped in separate places by unknown persons in Wadata area of Makurdi town in Benue State. This came as unknown gunmen yesterday abducted Sanusi Garuba Noma, son of former People's Democratic Party PDP chairman in Bauchi State, Garuba Noma. Now they are beginning to do their work very well. You have the children of PDP chairman. Go and take them, all of them. That's what you're supposed to do. And you're disturbing a woman flying around the roadside. Go to PDP chairman, APC, the governors. Go and kidnap their people. That is where the money is. Not in my pocket, I'm a poor man. Useless people, you don't know who to kidnap. All of that time you spent kidnapping, we could have had a revolution. And your lives will be better. Stop kidnapping and join us. We will topple all these people and you will have all the money you need in your life, including decency. Simple. You don't keep running around. Look at other people all over the world, what they do. At a time, young people should get sufficiently angry to go out and do something. Do you know why we're not angry here enough? Because we conduct our conversation in English language. People don't understand it. That's why. Don't you know that? How can you stir people up with English language? It doesn't make sense. Because that is not their language. It is not. That is not their language. It is not their language. This is Radio Biafra. We continue. Hachin Hamay Hainem, who told you that? Chukwuebiama said we should come. Before I go, sometimes before I attend interviews, they said to me, oh, these are the questions you'll be touching upon, read upon them. And when I pray, Chukwuebem will say, don't read anything, because the more you read, the more you forget what I'm going to tell you to say. Because when you get there, what I tell you to say will be conflicting with what you just read. So I don't read. Read for what? They don't understand. I don't have to open a church. We don't have to run a church to be able to preach the gospel of God here. Because we speak the truth. And that is why whenever people lie against us, after some time, everything is revealed. That they are lying. If at all our people are capable of understanding it, that is why I love this very oath. To expose those who are hypocritical. Hypocrites exposed. We are with you, we are behind you. You are so hungry, you are looking for money to feed. When Jesus says, you are looking for money, you say, oh, let's go into Biafra and try Biafra and see if we can succeed. Or was Ricky tried and succeeded? Or why don't we go and try and see if we can steal money? We have come to restore Biafra. Is that not correct? Is that an expression? Why are you bothering yourself with peanuts? When in the new Biafra, everything you have, you can travel from Igwenga all the way to Obolafo. And nobody will molest you on the road. And there will be street lights everywhere you're going. If you're out of petrol, you go into a petrol station and buy petrol. You don't want a civilized country. You want to be like your masters. That reminds me of Owazurike. He wanted to be like the idiots that he was in Igbo Council of Chiefs with in Lagos. That went into politics and succeeded and he failed. Why don't I be like them? Answering chief. My father is the traditional ruler. If I want 80 chieftaincy titles, I'll collect it tomorrow morning. They don't know that the governor is even from my clan. Don't you know that? And that the government house is in my father's compound. You don't know that? If I'm into psychophancy, you don't know I can go there and start being psychophantic? You think they don't know who I am? Or want to buy me over? Is that what you think? Mad people. Mad, mad people. The wife of Aguirre is from my village. Is my aunt. Aguirre himself is from my mother's village. People don't know all of these things. If I want my own dear childhood friend and brother that we grew up with, even the time I came back in 1999, came to the airport to receive me, was almost the deputy governor for nearly 8 years in Abia, on Hajiroka. Did I go to him to ask him for anything? Ask him and we'll tell you. Ceramics wasn't working. I went and spoke to some white people. They said they'll come and take over ceramics. I went to them. They said I should write a proposal. I said to them, you are not qualified to read anything I write because you're not educated enough. I told them, House of Assemblymen. I told them, you are not enlightened enough to read from me. We went to Zinachi to revive Zinachi. I brought white people, brought a white master training people I brought to come back to cut down the cost of building materials by 70%. Later did I know there is a man that collects money from a dilapidated industry that hasn't worked for the past 28 years. He takes money every blessed month, allocation to Ezinachi Clay Factory. So anytime you submit the proposal to revive Ezinachi, to build Ezinachi very well, they're going to take out your file and burn it. Things are so bad that even the Eze of the village I met on a few occasions wants me to give him money. Black people are strange. Very strange. The World Health Organization and International Diabetes Federation are saying that they have a global report giving an estimate that 347 million people are living with diabetes, with 19.8 million from Africa. I thought that with apple and garri and all these things, there will be more. So we eat too much sugar. They say 3.9 million of those are in the zoo. They're in the zoo. And diabetes is very, very bad. Please go and check your blood. Very, very bad. The sooner you catch it, the better for everybody. It is not your neighbor holding you, as your general overseer will tell you. It is simply diabetes. There is nothing to regulate sugar in your blood. That's all. No insulin. The chief of army staff, Lieutenant Colonel, admitted yesterday that the zoo army has suffered setbacks and failed to hold Nigeria's territory against. The army said we cannot hold it. And now is the time for us to commence action. We cannot commence action with ordinary hand and just talking on radio. We need weapons. And then you see what we can do. Only weapons. You see what we can do. No army can fight on two fronts if this same army turns against us to march towards us. Boko Haram will overrun them. Understand that very well. If the Nigerian army tries to turn to face east and south, they will be overrun by Boko Haram. And their lives will no longer be the same. That is why we need weapons and we need it now. For us to go and do this very work and do it exceedingly well. This is Radio Biafra. That concludes our news presentation this very morning. The barrister joined me and has remained with me. Barrister Mamezu, can you hear me?
Yes, Director.
Thank you very much, Barrister. You're welcome to the program. I did not hear from you yesterday, and I wasn't happy about it. But please go ahead.
Director, here can't be a quarantine or noon day, you see. Good morning, fellow Biafrans, wherever you are. Welcoming you back again to those who are not around and those who are still joining us and those who are coming in to listen to Radio Biafra, your AM edition. As always, we thank you wherever you're listening from, whichever listening devices you're using. We are always here, although sometimes we do have interruptions, but we manage to refix and come back to you. We thank you from wherever you're listening to, east, west, north, or south. We are always here, regardless. If you don't hear from us, you hear our music. You hear other things as far as you're listening to Radio Biafra. Director, let me go straight to one of the points that you've raised here. The points in relation to the American politician, John Kerry, and how he or they preaches about the Muslim and how they support them is staggering. They are always, always speaking on behalf of Islam, and it baffles a lot of us here. And the reason being that we are not following our own creed. We are not respecting our own values. That is why they always promulgate the interest of Islam or Muslim, if you like. Has John Kerry ever said anything about Biafra? Have they mentioned anything about Christianity? No. But these are the Christianity that they brought to deceive us. We are in at our own peace where we were. And the British brought their own way of worship and their own way of seeing God. Because of our simplicity, we jumped onto it, we hugged it, but it has never paid us up to today. Up to today, we are still, regardless of the religion they brought us, we are still frowned upon, we are still dejected, looked down upon, irrespective of all that we have in our own land, in our own towns and villages. We are still frowned upon. They are killing us, but the project for Muslim Islam is being spread around. These are the particular religion, culture they respect more than the ones they brought to us. Christianity came as a result of colonization. How to subjugate and subdue others. I remember a story one of my uncles told us in a village. They were looking how to destroy this particular clan because everybody believed in juju. This one will do their own, this one will do their own. Eventually, they went to a native doctor. How do we subdue this particular clan? The native doctor told them all they have to do is to make sure that this particular area become Christians. Once they dropped whatever they have in guiding themselves and protecting themselves, it'd be easy to swoop and kill all of them. And that was exactly what happened. We abandoned our own Chukwu Abiama and followed their own type of Christianity. Left everything in guiding ourselves, in protecting ourselves. The rightful ways, Chukwu Abiama, blessed Biafrans to be at peace. We abandoned our Chukwu Abiama and followed their own God. That was exactly what happened to Solomon when he abandoned Chukwuebiamah and followed the religion of one of his wives. That was the demise of Solomon. And it was exactly what happened to Biafrans. Nobody talked about us. Nobody says anything good about us, even with the religion they gave us, to worship their own God, Christianity. And now, when they are talking, they will sidetrack. They will sideline us because we have abandoned our own ways of worshiping Chukwuebiamah to follow their own way. Christianity, which has never benefited us up to today, whatever they do, they sidetrack us. Look at how they will sell us for a penny. Nothing is happening, just Muslim, Islam. That is the order of the day. The West, all of them, I don't know, all of them, they are all Muslims. And they pretend they brought something alien to us, and that is what we are serving today, and that is why we are perishing one by one. Nobody is looking at how and why we are diminishing in numbers. Oh, Biafrans, for those who are still remaining cultured, I hope Chukwuebiamah will save the remnants of those who believe in him. Because when I hear that some of our people remain intransigent, I could not believe it. That you took an oath to remain allegiant to Biafra. All of a sudden, you make a U-turn. No, you don't want to be part of the... But you've already taken the oath. And even if you run away, the oath you took will pursue you. My people, let me remind you this. Once you get into a water, and that once the water touches you, you cannot avoid it and run away. It is impossible. When I was doing mathematics, one of my lecturer will call it impossicant. You cannot run away once you took an oath. It is better you didn't. Of course, if you didn't, you won't show any allegiance. But once you've done that, once you've taken that particular oath, and then decide to decamp, that you have taken originally will pursue you. It's better, you say, this is one quotation Jesus Christ says, it's better you didn't test the word of God than you have tested and decamped. It's not my word, it's there in the Bible. The same that what is written in heaven is also applied on earth. Again, it's not my words. All these things are written. We just read and understand what was written by the Bible. So, fellow Biafrans, it seems that my language this morning is full of proverbs and alliterations. But you have to understand where you are, on whose side are you leaning on? Are you leaning on the Biafra side, or are you on the side of Nigeria? Because there's been quite a lot of confusion amongst my people. Nobody knows what is amiss. Nobody knows what is right and just. Everybody's just wallowing in ignorance. You promised and took an oath, swore an allegiance to your own motherland. Now, this is what you do to infinity. Halfway, you make a U-turn. For the sake of what? Pittance, money. Somebody is bribing you with what is in your land. When I think of it, most of us, we sound like prodigal sons.
Of course we are. I told you before, barrister, but now you have discovered them. The word IGBO is cursed. Igbo is cursed. That word is cursed. If you go to battle with that word, you will lose. Go and mark it anywhere, anytime, any day. You are protecting them. You don't know them. You don't know them. The devil went inside them and built upstairs and furnished it. Yes, very bad people. You took an oath. You don't know the meaning of it.
Yes. And you said, director, I haven't said all this. Not everybody is according
but
to...
But why is it that those we come across are always like that? Why? Just explain to me why. Why is it anybody that we give any position of trust, eventually they betray you? Why is that? You have not answered me. Why? Why? I was DKD in England. We did Radio Biafra broadcast on Radio Biafra. Today is APC. They useless billionaire people. Today they're telling me they're in UPP. They're not politicians. Look at Wazulike in Masob. He has gone. He has sold out. Oh, beginning a man. What is wrong with us as a people? What is wrong with us? It should maybe on yourself. Are we mad? They gave you Senate president. Four Senate presidents. Four and not only you. What's wrong with Igbo people? Are they insane? No honor, no dignity. I sent people to go somewhere. Go and look at this army. Go and see them. They went there, they took pictures, they came back, they said there is no army. They went back, inboxing people, the same pictures of the idiots I sent them to. Claiming they have something on the ground. What type of human beings are these? Call the mother how.
No, director, you see, I have to tell you this. It is better that somebody show you who they are than they trust you, invested in them, and at the last minute, they put you in a ditch. So what is happening now is not surprising. I tell you this, director, you have to know that what will be will be. Anybody who is not with you will never be with you. But you see, if you go to the book of 2 Peter, God says the reason why he has never destroyed, I think here, 2 Peter verse 3, the reason why he has not destroyed this world is to allow all those who have been deceived by Satan to come to repentance. The reason why, I'm sure, our commencement to the restoration of Biafra have not started is because we still have some people to, that, in fact, you are not weeding anybody out. They are weeding themselves out. You see, once you're a traitor, something at some point will befall on you for you to decamp and show yourself rather than, director, you see, I tell you this, it is better for you to go to a battle with somebody you can sleep and they carry you down to your destination than you go to a battle with somebody your eyes open, they put a gun on your head and kill you off. So it's better they are weeded. When I was doing agriculture, when I was in a primary school, there's something we call weeding. Weeding period, you remove the particular weeds, thorns, that will actually not allow the other crops to grow. So this is weeding time. Director, you don't see it as some kind of getting angry on it or being or upset about it. No. Whatever has to happen, has to happen. Chukwuebiama is control, you see. It's not something that we cry over a spilled milk, because it ought to be spilled. And they have to come out. Whatever situation you find yourself, you have to thank Chukwuebiama that such things are revealed earlier than you think you are carrying a bunch of men into battle and halfway.
You are not strong enough. If a Hausa person, I'm telling you this now, call them now and say, I am Boko Haram. Come on, tell me the list of your members. I'm telling you, over the phone, they betray you, even over the phone. Cowards, someone I want. Spineless cowards and idiots. Spineless cowards, they are. Fools.
Director, it is better it happens now so that you know how many guys you are going on with to get. But all these things happened during biblical era, you know? So you shouldn't be surprised in any of this. But what baffles me, though, is this. And I tell you, my people are aware of the situation they are suffering in the hands of expired Nigeria. Now, what makes me more weak is this. What belongs to you is what you're running away from, and you're trying to become a seconder instead of you being the first son or the first daughter of the soil given to you by Chukwuebiama. You are tagging along. You are prepared to take a little bit of what belongs to you instead of you to be the sharer of what you have. This is my only concern. Of course, it ought to happen. Many are called, director, only few are chosen. It will always happen in any field of life. So this is what we have to come to terms with. And, director, you shouldn't kind of get yourself hypothetic about this or hyperactive.
But, barrister, we are wasting our time investing in idiots. We think are human beings. That is my only concern. It is time wasting. We waste our time investing in all these idiots. Look at a bunch of hungry people in Malaysia without money to go home. They got together. They said, "Oh, if you don't have money to contribute, contribute yourself. Since we want to go home, we don't have money. Let's contribute ourselves." They came and we've been feeding them, clothing them, and housing them in Malaysia. They went back home. They came back here and said they named themselves commanders. All of them, they are commanders. Commanding who? Even Hegija Bamuta, Lotte Wuro commander. We fed them because of us feeding them. This month, Malaysia cannot afford to pay their monthly dues because of the dues they sent home to us. And you're telling me that things somehow are normal. Because of the bastards they sent home, somehow they cannot afford to. Anyway, let me get there. Please go ahead.
Director, see, what you have to realize is this. There are people, when they disappoint you, you feel like bringing out your tongue and hitting your head on a wall. If tomorrow I say to you, Director, I'm sorry, I'm decamping, you can start looking for a rope because it will be unbelievable. Uche before come tomorrow and say, Director, I've given up, you will just stay on the road and say, a car should come and hit you. So there are people, when they say, I'm leaving, you say, look, I'm going to commit suicide. Not some people you are not very sure of. If somebody you are not sure of disappoints you, why would you worry much about it? Because even when Judas Iscariot came to Jesus and kissed him, he looked at him, what you are about to do, because this guy already knew that this guy will eventually betray him. What about the rest? Even Peter himself, Jesus Christ said to him, Peter, well, all these you jump up and down you're doing, before the cock crows three times, you be the one to say you do not know me. And it did happen. So sometimes somebody very close to you can let you down, you feel like committing suicide. But of course, such attitude is not given to everybody. When some people are committed, they are committed to infinity. But there are some people, when they disappoint you, you won't even look back. You will carry on. But Director, that is a different agenda. Let us talk about the news today, that what is happening and how we are being traded for penny. And yet, our people whose interest is Judas' ways of life, taking money, we are being sold for pittance. We are sold for money. Christians are traded for nothing, because that is how we are captured. That is how we are traded by the British. They brought us into a demise. They put us in the situation we are today. Yet, some of our people don't realize that this is what we have been sold for. We are told, when you are behaving exactly the way people depict you, that means you are a fool forever. So it's unfortunate. I'm speaking tautology now. Before the advent of 1966-67 Nigerian Biafran War, you can rely upon Biafrans, upon Igbos, upon your own people. But the civil war destroyed the fabrics of our existence. Nobody trusts anybody anymore because of what? Starvation. We've been starved. All we have taken away from us. And then all of us are stupid. We don't know between and in between. Whatever we see. It is very disappointing, Director. Of course, I have to see your point at this point in time. That somebody you trusted so much can turn open eye and say to you, "Sorry, I'm no longer with you." It's like stabbing you at the back. That is how it feels. But you have to carry on with what you're doing with the rest of those who agree with you. But it's, then again, Amandia Neze. You are going with somebody, you don't know what their plan is tomorrow, you don't know what they are thinking. And this is why the oath was necessary. But then, even then, those who took the oath are still trying to decamp. That is what is amazing me. But they will not know the consequences of what they are jumped into. They wouldn't know. But at the end, it will be done on them, and it's too late to retract what they have already entered into as an agreement. Director, this guy has been gerrymandering. What is his name? John Kerry. He's been gerrymandering. Look at how Muslims have to be protected. What about Christians? You guys gave us Christianity, and they are protecting Muslims. If it's me, I would say, Biafrans, all of you, reject Christianity. and look unto Chukwu Abiyama. Because those who gave it to you, they are playing politics with your lives. And they do not care about the consequences. Islam, Muslims are killing you every day. Nobody's coming to your rescue. Instead, they are making statements, giving them more power to carry on to what they do. Look at the atrocities being committed in the zoo. Who is intervening? People are just listening. It's a news. That is the way they see us. And some of us are stupidly misbehaving, crossing carpets. Barrister, good morning.
Good morning, Barrister. Good morning. They will sink back into the same oblivion from whence they came. That is my promise to them. Without Radio Biafra, you are nothing. Radio Biafra revived this very word Biafra when everybody ran away or was really messed it up. We revived this very name and gave relevance to everybody that you know today. Everybody. Onyawola. Once you leave us, you are going to sink into nothingness. This is Radio Biafra. Before we open our lines for people to call us, I must remind you of our number once again, +234 8173 813 596, +44208 133 9976. If you have not paid your monthly dues, don't call Radio Biafra this morning. Oh no, later on, we'll turn to Nyoshi, Nandiama, and gossipers. Those who have not paid. If you have not contributed to the monthly upkeep of what we are doing, do not call Radio Biafra this morning. Don't call. I won't have to call Uneme. Chukwuma has blessed us enough. Does anybody here have anything to say? If you have something to say, you must go ahead and say it, please. If you have anything to say, if you don't, then, of course, we'll naturally go to the line and then take as many calls as possible. This is Radio Biafra. We are live. We are direct. We are on Radio Biafra, on Skype and Radio Biafra 1. Also, the coordinators line is open. Rapid Response 68 is also open. If you call us, we will be able to take your call. We want to prove to the world that not many people contribute to this very platform. If you have not contributed, do not call Radio Biafra. They chase us away with calls. But you will know that most of course, we expect those at home to call because they will say they don't have the number yet, but the number is available. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, I can hear you, Director.
Yes,
good
please.
Morning.
Good morning. Your name and where you're calling us from, please.
Okay, this is Obigili Ora. I'm calling from the Delta State.
Thank you very much.
I'm not going to take your time. I just wanted to clarify some information. I'm not sure the exact amount we'll pay as a monthly due. I sent you an email, and I've not got to reply, although I made a payment this month. But I need to know the exact amount that we pay every month.
Yes, it is up to you. However you wish to contribute. I love the way you support Radio Biafra, which is direct. However, or whichever amount you wish to give to Radio Biafra is entirely up to you. But I'm very, very grateful for your support. I saw your mail. As you can imagine, I have thousands of those. I do apologize for having not come back to you to at least acknowledge that. But we received it in very good faith, and we are grateful to you. Very, very grateful to you. And you are also in Biafra land, which makes life a lot more easier as well. Thank you very, very much, my dear sister. Any amount you wish to give us, we will graciously accept.
Okay, that's all right. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. And
all right.
God bless
okay.
you. Too. Thank you very, very much. We are convening a United Kingdom conference in exactly 2 weeks. I will ask every principal officer of state in the directorate, everybody who is on the ground in the United Kingdom, we are having a conference in the UK in exactly 2 weeks' time. Uche Mefo, Barrister Mamezu, everybody must have all hands on deck on Monday to ensure that this very conference has a very fine outcome. In 2 weeks' time, there will be a conference. The precise date will be announced after due consultation with the stakeholders. That is the best way to put it. Not stakeholders within the context of the Zoological Republic, but stakeholders, those that run things the way they should be run.
This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on Viber. Is that correct? The caller on Viber, can you hear me?
Oh, my Evo director.
Yes, please.
I'm calling from Thailand.
You're calling from Thailand. Thailand have never they have not contributed for heaven knows how many months now. I don't know how we can take your call when Thailand hasn't paid.
Yeah, I think I called you yesterday and I explained some certain things to you privately. You understand?
Yes, but the fact of the matter is that Thailand is yet to pay. Regardless of the explanation.
Yeah, we are yet to pay, but we are going to do something about it as you promised to make the call on Sunday. So from Monday, we will start off from where we stopped.
Yes, please, go ahead.
I thank you I thank Barrister Imam Mezu and everybody who have been contributing one way or the other to enlighten us on this, our struggle. And I hope the Lord Almighty will not get us into shame. Like I always told you before, that you should keep on keeping on the way you always do. Because it is not a matter of coming to Radio Biafra and making call that we want. It's a matter of somebody who is ready to dedicate his family and everything. Like I always told you that what you have been doing for us, I myself, I cannot do it. To be frank to you, and many of us cannot do it. The other time you went to the zoo, and they made an announcement that anybody who can broadcast should come to start broadcasting.
We have lost him. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Yes, Director, are you talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you. Please confirm your name and where you're calling from.
Good morning, our Commander. My name is David Ezekwesili. I'm from Novi in Idemili local government. I'm calling from New York, U.S. Good morning, Director.
Good morning. These are the people that took care of me when I was in New York a few weeks ago. Thank you very much. You're welcome to the program. And you people did excellently well. You also support Radio Biafra on your own secretly every month without fail. The world is listening. Please go ahead. That's from New York. How can they go now? Please go ahead.
Yes, yes, Director. We want to thank... no more thank you. But Director... our guys here that are happy to hear your voice again, though some of them are sick when they don't hear your voice. And we have been trying all this while to encourage you as you are in Biafran land to keep the good work. Our guys here, they are up to date. Like Mbadike has even paid up to January. He wanted to pay up to February. So some other guys, they have even paid November, December.
So from the USA. This is USO. This is from New York.
Yes.
From USA. Up on the inner corner. These are the people we are saying that they love hamburger. At least they're coming out. Please go ahead.
So, Director, we want to encourage you to keep the good works. Don't let those guys to discourage you. We appreciate what you're doing. And we're going to support as much as we can. We're not going to waste your time, but just to let you know that we are listening. It's after 3 a.m., but we are listening to you. At the same time, I want to encourage my people here in New York. We will have our conference meeting today between 5 and 6 o'clock. I encourage everyone to call in. My phone number is 832-245-5640. Again, my phone number is 832-245-5640. And my name is David. At the same time, I want to encourage you guys that are secret listeners. Director, there are many people listening to your voice, but they don't want to come out. I don't know why, but I keep encouraging them, even if you don't want to come out, go and make your own payment. This radio station doesn't have any advertisement. It's a commercial free radio station. That means it's expensive to run. I encourage every one of you to contribute. If you don't want to your name to be seen, you can call me and give it to me. Director, some people wanted to give the money and they don't want their name to, you know, to be mentioned, and which is acceptable. So at the same time, I want to encourage you secret listeners to come and support this Radio Biafra. That is the only means we have for our voice to be heard. Director, keep up the good work, and Chukwu Abiama is your energy. Have a good day and good morning from New York.
Thank you very much, and also good morning from here, my dear brother. It is very, very early in the morning, maybe around 2 or 3 a.m. in the morning, but they are awake and they are listening, and they took good care of me in New York. Very good care of me. This is Radio Biafra, we have people all over the place, and I'm happy. If you have not contributed, don't call. So, just stay somewhere and be yapping away. Don't call Radio Biafra. The meeting today to be held in the United Kingdom is suspended. There is no meeting today. Anybody attending that meeting cannot be part of the family. That is the way I work. There is no meeting today. Everybody should devote their time and effort to work towards the UK conference coming up in 2 weeks' time. There will be a conference in the UK in 2 weeks' time. No meeting today, I said. There will be no meeting. No meeting today in the UK. Suspended until after the conference in the UK. Let's go to the line. The caller who happens to be on the coordinator's line, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, my director.
Confirm your name and where you're calling from. Yes, good morning.
My name is Mr. Emeka Innocent Nwigwe. I'm calling from UAE, treasurer in particular.
Yes, go ahead.
Regarding what Mr. Barrister Emamedu said about the Christianity, I just want to add more light to that. The problem we are having in this world as a whole is Christianity. I'm a Christian because the Muslims, they notice that we don't follow the Christ way of life, because Christ is not a dull person. Jesus Christ is not a dull person. If you notice, when he shows his ruggedity was when he went to the market and noticed that they have turned the worship place to a marketplace, doing bazaar out of a thing. So he now started fighting them. If he's not a strong person, he will not. They will just gather him and beat him and beat. Are there not 12 disciples? They will just beat all of them there. But they notice that this guy is a hard man. And he does not tolerate anything. He fights for freedom. For fighting for freedom is not by writing it on book or by speaking, by actions. All the disciples, most of Peter that we read today in the Bible, wherever he's going, he has his knife in his bag for defense. So I wonder why we are using this Christianity as if Christianity is not supposed to. The people that were written in the Bible, all of them fought, from David to the smallest person. It's not easy to fight for kingdom of God. It's not easy. Even angels, they have their sword for defense. And that was the reason Muslims noticed that we are dull and too afraid of violence. They now called us infidel, because we don't know the Jesus Christ we are even following his path. Also, I sent a message on Skype as a suggestion that it's high time we sent messages to all the churches in Eastern Hemisphere. If they cannot preach about this gospel, no matter, even if it's Catholic or Anglican, if they cannot preach and support this struggle, once the Biafra comes, they will not have any place in that Biafran land. I myself, personally, I will sponsor attack on them. not even this book, I will sponsor attack on them because they have started this corruption. Corruption in Nigeria started from Pentecostal church. They are all thieves. All of them, they are all thieves. Nobody has God's calling. They are all making money, deceiving people, sending the money abroad to bank, buying houses and all these places. All the churches, everywhere in Nigeria is churches, churches. Everywhere in Biafra and is churches. But ask yourself, why can't God answer these people's prayer? Since there is each room church. Because they are evil. So he had time to send all these messages to them that they must preach this God by force. No, we are not begging anybody. If they cannot do it, this is the consequences and you must bear it. There will be no kind of that church in that Biafra land once Biafra comes because he did not support the struggle. Because once you get the Biafra now, they will start giving testimony. We pray though and we fasted though. That's why we actualize this. That's what they will say. All these thieves pastors, all these 419 pastors, they say they are the one that fought for this Biafra. They went to mountain and prayed though. They fasted though for how many days and they asked God to give us Biafra. Biafra now came. Praise the Lord. Everybody say hallelujah. They will start giving me offering and tithe. So that is my suggestion. If it's not right, you can discard it. But if it's right, you can implement it. Thank you very much, my director.
Thank you very much. Well said, and a point well articulated as well. We have a caller on the phone. This caller, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Director, do you mean me?
Yes, I'm talking to you. The caller on the phone. Yes.
Good afternoon, Director. You're from Indonesia.
You're calling from Indonesia. Indonesia is up to date. Please go ahead and speak your name, please. Give us your name.
Yeah, Director, my name is Nesoye Mechi, and also I'm calling from Indonesia.
Mechi, thank you very much. Please go ahead. Did you give us 50,000 naira yesterday? Hold on. Are you the one that gave us 50,000 naira yesterday?
Already.
Thank you very much. Thank you for that. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah. So I don't have much. I don't have much things to say. Just to make a small announcement. But if this is the opportunity to make an announcement to all the IPOB in Indonesia, that we are having our meeting tomorrow, the 15th of November 2014, 10:30 p.m. at Pleta Garden Batavia. At Copic Place. So I'm going to welcome all the IPOB in Indonesia, the lovers of freedom, and also the lovers of the GDA to be at the meeting tomorrow, general meeting, 3 p.m. at the Garden Batavia. Thank you, Director, and may you continue to be strengthened and to be guiding you. Thank you very much, Director.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Brother. Thank you very much. I said how much he gave us yesterday. Amen. My life cost 1 billion for in there. Let them be dying where they are. We have people that fund us. Of course they do in secret. You think everybody is like you? And I had to pay. And I had to have a query. There is nobody who funds Radio Biafra that will come and be talking rubbish. It's impossible. It is impossible. This is Radio Biafra. We continue to do our work. And that work must be done. That work is to restore Biafra to its rightful position in truth and honesty, that the grace of God may abide in us now and forever. Let's go and take this call. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Is it Director?
Yes, you're talking to me and the whole world at that.
Good morning. I'm calling from Pojanti, Gabon.
You're calling from Gabon.
So I want to communicate my number. Yes, Pojanti. I want to communicate my contact to the brothers that they want to communicate to us because we don't have the association here.
Yes, go ahead. So listen, I want to listen before
yes,
you give your, listen
yes,
to me.
My name is Ihanacho Bruno Ibavuchi Bruno. You know.
Yes, Ihanacho. You will not give your number on the air. Did you hear what I said?
So how do?
Did you hear what I said? You will not give your number on the air. You are not strong enough and you're not under oath yet. Only those who are strong enough can. Because if we release your number on the air, all forces of darkness will descend upon you. You cannot handle it.
Thank you.
Okay?
Thank you.
Don't worry about that.
You will not give your number on the air. You will be contacted by our Africa rep. We have your number, and then we take it on from there. If we release your number, we have unleashed hell upon you. You cannot handle what will come to you, because there are evil forces funded by men of the underworld, sent by Lucifer to try and stop what we are doing. We are no longer going to give Satan a leeway. It will no longer happen. Nobody will anymore use Radio Biafra to get their name heard so they can go and start doing one stupid thing or the other. It will no longer happen. Trust will no longer be given automatically. You have to earn it. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, Director. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Confirm your name and where you're calling us from, please.
I'm coming from Ezeachi in Olu.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Director, please. I'm here with my member, my executive. As you are ready to come to Olu, and we want to hear from you this morning with my executive so that we know how to wait for you.
Yes, I am coming to Olu, and by tomorrow, the Biafra land coordinator will make the necessary arrangements and then advise you on the date I'll be coming. The Biafra land coordinator will contact you and make arrangements with you and then decide the day that I'm coming. It's not something we'll announce on the air.
Okay, Director, please, some of my members, they want to talk to you. Please allow them to talk to you.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Hello, Director. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Yeah, this is Benjamin Nubia from Idato. I'm here in Olu.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, and thank you very much for what you are doing. I'm very glad. Director, here in Olu, we don't have any coordinator. We just coordinate ourselves to know what you are doing.
Yes.
And we are also preaching the gospel to tell people what you are doing. We are in support of it. So, please, we are apologizing you to come and help us, to come and address us, because many people want to know what you are doing. Many able men, at least we have list more than 50 men who is capable to do whatever you ask us to do. Even if to go in a rough front, we are ready for it.
I'm coming to
so Olu please,
this week. I'm coming
if
to
you
Olu.
Can help us to come to Olu, address us, so we can carry on with the mission.
I'm coming to Olu. I'm coming there. You people should wait for me. I'm coming.
Please.
And I'm coming there.
Okay, sir. We are expecting you, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. That is what I love to hear. If they can live up to it, that is. I need... You are in touch with them? Good. Contact them immediately. Make arrangements and then you prepare to go there to prepare for my coming to Olu. I'll broadcast from there as well. I will broadcast from there. I like men who are very, very strong. Very, very strong. We are without fear before our... And I'm at Ibunandum. I will go to Olu and I'll broadcast from there. Because the will of Chukwu Abiyama will always happen. Do you believe in that? That the will of God will happen. Do you believe in that?
Yes.
Lord God, have mercy. This is Radio Biafra. Those of you in Olu, we will come there. We will come to see you people. We will come there to see you. And our news propagation will continue regardless. People are calling us from everywhere. They want to participate. They want to be a part. Don't you have anything to say this morning? You don't sleep anymore. You've seen what it's like to work with me.
Fellow Biafrans all over the world.
Take this call. 1 second. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Good morning, Director.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is Chinewere John calling from Portion.
Yes, go ahead. In a minute, John, I can't hear you. I cannot hear you. You may have to call us back. And some of these new people now coming up, I will need to actually do the initial setup myself. I will have to take them on oath, and they have to do this. As I said, the sister rang me yesterday and said that the oath is too strong, that it is way too strong. I said, yes, It is designed to be that way. I promised her that I was going to listen to her, to what she said, and then we can take it on from there. I have people that I report to. We will have a meeting, and then we decide from there. The caller on Skype, remain where you are. The one on the phone, give us your name and where you are, please. Can you give us your name and where you are? Turn your system down. The caller on the phone, this is Radio Biafra.
Hello, sir.
Yes, please. Your name and where you're calling us from?
My name is Osweke Victor. I'm calling from Malaysia.
From Malaysia. Malaysia have not paid, but we allow you special concession to speak. Then go ahead, please. Go ahead.
So I call because I'm very happy because, you know, Biafra is my life and everything.
Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
So, sir, what I call, I want to contribute little thing I have and I want to send to Biafra account direct. So, if I can have any, if you can SMS me any account number so I can support you because I know in Biafra and everything is not okay. And you need to buy petrol, you need to settle some certain things. I want to support in another way to help you to, you know, to enable you to go anywhere you want to go since I'm not there.
Is your number the one ending in 521? Is that your number?
Yes, sir. This is my number.
The one that starts with is 601696. Is that correct?
Yes.
Then
yes,
ends
plus six zero.
Listen. Don't give your number on the air, I said.
Okay, don't give your number on the air.
Do you know how powerful Satan is, devil? Do you know how powerful the devil is? Don't give your number on the air. We have your number already. We have your number. Okay, you're the artist. Okay, wonderful. Wonderful. You are indeed one of us. I will send this information to you.
Yes.
Chidebere will send it to you in a very short while. Thank you very, very much for that, my dear brother. Thank you.
My friend wants to say hi. My friend wants to say hi to you, sir.
Go ahead.
Okay. Hello, sir.
Yes, please. Yes.
Yeah. Good day, sir.
Good day to you. Confirm. Give us your name, please. And yeah. We know you're in Malaysia. Give us your name and your village in Biafra land. Your name and your village.
Yeah, my name is Emmanuel Uzotuku Ekanyausa.
Yes.
I come from Itelboma in Imo State, Biafra land, sir.
Wonderful. Go ahead.
Yeah. So, director, this is my first time to call you and to hear your voice. I really thank God for you. I always tell my friends that you are the Joshua of our time. And God will help us and give us Biafra. And I'm joining my friend in asking for an account of Radio Biafra to give something. We welcome you when you come here, and God will give us Biafra in Chukwuabiam's name.
Ise, do you see how we run Radio Biafra? I put nothing here, but. He said, I should also send an account number to him that he may be able to support. You never hear them gossip. Look at the ones in America, very silent. They don't gossip. Once we had the right men in America, one on any, Obide Bienu, Martin Chilobe, and of course our overall, Engineer Anya, who have spent so much money on this country. Your former. These are men that have spent so much money. He even gave us our new website for free. Who have spent so much money is untrue. You never hear them say one word. They keep supporting because they know the truth when they see it. Chikwu, your former. Engineer Anya. Chikwu Abiam, I will bless you people. These are hardcore. They don't surrender. Hardcore. We have come a long way. All the battles we have fought together. In the end, Biafra will come. Because I'm here. I am on the ground. Umuokoko, they said, I won't be able to come here. And Diara, Nandisi, maybe. Ebe Oyam Naga Banko, Bamden Takre, Ebe Naga Communication, I can't come to. Are people not stupid? The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, Director, good morning to you.
Good morning. Confirm your name, please, for us and where you're calling us from.
Director, this is Chukwemeka Onyebu from Malaga, Spain.
From Malaga in Spain, please go ahead. I think they have paid. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, we have. We have paid. Now we are coming up.
That's good.
Sorry, sir. And I just wanted to, as well, forward me an account so that I can do anything I can be able to do, so that you can be able to sustain yourself for that.
We shall do so. We shall do so. Chidebere is going to double as a secretary as well. Only Abalikotelu now. He's also going to do
yes,
this very
well. Yes, and again, I just want to thank you, you know, for all that you've been doing. And we will try as much as we can, no matter how many we are. The most important thing is to, even if you get only three, but let that be three. That is all.
Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you very, very much. You are calling from Malaga, and Malaga is up to date. Malaysia has never failed before. Malaysia has never failed before. And Malaysia also bought us two cars. We must make that very, very clear. And now, Malaga, I love the way you came up with yesterday and defended your position, and we can confirm that Malaga is part of this very family. Thank you very much. And I also want to warn anybody. They think we are daft. IPOB is a registered trademark all over the world. You cannot use the name IPOB without our permission, or else you go to jail. Go and check it in European copyrights. You will see that IPOB is a registered trademark to stop criminals from using the name to go and steal. Am I hearing them? Everybody, once you have been dissolved and dismissed, you cannot use the name IPOB. You can't use it, or else you go to jail. Is a registered trademark protected under international law. To let you know, we know what we're doing. There is no meeting today in the UK. All of our people in the UK, UCMFO, distribute a message, no meeting. I know some people are at work. They may come from there. They may not have listened, but it doesn't matter. There will be no meeting today. But as the man Mezi, you will ensure that there will be no meeting today in the UK. I said so, no meeting. There will be a super conference in the United Kingdom. Super conference. We will all come together from Milton Keynes, from Birmingham, from Coventry, from Manchester, from Leeds, from Scotland, from Wales, from Kent. Everywhere we will gather in London for our conference. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Good morning, my director.
Good morning. Confirm your name and where you're calling us from, if you may.
I am Bikini Fanyu Madhubu. I'm calling from U.S., precisely in Bronx. I'm from Ahala, in the local government area of Biafra land.
You're calling us from Bronx in the USA. When I was young, that is the music I used to listen to. I was looking out for them as well. It's called the BB&Q Band, Bronx, Brooklyn, and Queens Band. I don't know if you're old enough to know it, sir.
Okay. Yeah, director.
Yes, go ahead.
Thank God, because when you went home, it's like, when we didn't hear from you for a few days, it's like we were like, what's going on? But I thank God that when you started broadcasting, we're all at peace. And I've been trying all the time to connect. The line wasn't so free, but thank God that this night I'm still awake. It's like 7 minutes to 4 a.m. What I want to tell you, based on the thing, the billionaire people, let me read this Bible portion for you. And it is for them, because for them to know exactly what they're doing. Here in Proverbs 16:12, it is an abomination for kings to commit wickedness, for a throne is established by righteousness. I want to tell you that continue what you are doing, because you are always on the throne. Forget about them, those that have the red card. They are facing God's court. And again, they are now behaving like the sons of they are now the people that connive with Korah, and they are Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. They think they are fighting you, but they are facing their wrath. Why I say they are facing their wrath? I believe they are listening. Let them read 1 to 3, and then let them see what happened in verse 31. because they may be saying, oh, you are taking a lot of power, oh, you are doing this, you are doing that, that is not supposed to be so. Now rising up against you. And as you have been summoning them, they should come up. The next thing that will follow them is that the land is going to swallow them up, because they will dig their own grave and they will fall into their sinkhole. So keep on keeping on. Don't look back. The hand of the Lord is upon you. The hand of the Lord is upon you. You are blessed. Let me give you this blessing this morning. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Director, you have peace. You are in the central will of God. So keep on doing whatever you're doing. Let them rise up against you. They are digging their graves because the land will open up for them. So it was in the time of Moses. And because we are the Moses of our time, they are going in for it. These red cap men, they forgot what the oath they took when they were doing that. Now they built up wickedness against you. They will fall because you are following them with every truth and every righteousness. They will fall their friends because God will not leave them. God bless you and keep on keeping on. The Lord is your shield over there.
That's
what I have for you this morning. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. From America also. You know, when somebody leaves hamburger and ice cream in America to bless you, you know that something is indeed happening. You know, got ice cream in America before? Eh? Oh, no, Archbishop now. Bucket cage, you ice cream there. Somebody said, I went to fast food joint to buy ice cream. Ice cream you carry with two hands. For somebody to leave all of that to bless you from America is quite touching. Very, very touching. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yeah, Director, can I hear you? Good morning.
Good morning, please go ahead.
Yes. Yeah, this is Ikech Kuduruweze from Bilbao, Paribasco, precisely.
Have you people paid?
Yeah, Director, we paid for last month, and this month we have a very serious meeting tomorrow. We are going to shake Bilbao. Me and my men, we have a very serious meeting tomorrow that we wanted to shake Bilbao. Director, now I'm discovering hardcore Biafrans in Bilbao.
Hardcore. Only hardcore. That's not allowing you to speak. Only hardcore.
Director, but you should trust me. I said, now I have discovered hardcore Biafrans in Bilbao. Please, Director, I wanted to comment on the news you read yesterday and day before yesterday. The way these Boko Harams have been taking over the barracks and they're chasing the military men at Cote d'Ivoire and Saudi Arabia. That is their own private business. Director, it is very, very good for us. It is at our own advantage. Let them go ahead and chase them to Liberia and Senegal. When we rise up, don't let anybody that raise up his fucking head, we send him to a state of oblivion. Director, listen, we are behind you. This time, at any point in time, we are going there, we are coming down there to turn this upside down. This is not time for talking too much. Time has come. At any point in time, invite us. We are ready. We are coming down there.
Of course, you will come.
Director, please, I don't have much to say this morning, but I promise you, by next tomorrow, we'll just make sure we clear up our debt. Thank you. And God bless.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. People are waking up. Once they see the truth, I actually go into the ocean and the ama. Backstabbers. And I said to them, sit in front of me, let's debate. They can't. Let me give you a microphone in Noreba, Noreba. They cannot. They can't debate me. They cannot. Because my promise to anybody who is brave enough to stand for 5 minutes. If you last for 5 minutes, then you know you're a man. I said to the people, bring out Welesho Inka. In 2 minutes, I will destroy his argument and his logic. That Nobel Prize is happening overnight. If you're strong enough, you come and try. Our lines are open. This is Radio Biafra. If you are brave enough, you pick up and call, and then you see what will happen to you. They think we are here to joke, we are here to play. This is Radio Biafra. We are coming to you live and direct from Igwocha in Biafra land. This very place where oil flows from every compound, and yet they are so poor and so wretched. The time now is exactly 10 a.m. in the morning here. And as protocol demands, we must bring the program to an end, but I do have a caller on the coordinator's line. I believe I have Obilo Anthony on the line. The overall national in Malaysia, those that I put my hope and trust on, very, very sad indeed. Obilo Anthony, the world is listening. You must speak.
Hello, Director. Good evening from Malaysia.
And good morning from here. Good morning from here. Yes, Obilo Anthony, go ahead. The world is listening. Our national coordinator in Malaysia, go ahead.
Yeah, Director, actually, I'm listening to the radio even last night, and the way names have been placed there, I don't like it. As if we are no more with you all, maybe the little thing that happens.
Amandianeze. That is the word. There are men I trusted and women. I sent them to go and see all the army formations we have on the ground here. And they came back as betrayers. They used information and they are hawking it about to sell to the highest bidder. Is that freedom fighting? Is that freedom fighting? Malaysia sent back home idiots, hungry, wretched people. The money meant for the indigenous people of Biafra worldwide, of which Malaysia was at the top of it. We invested our money feeding idiots and paying for the house rent in Malaysia to send them back here. Umu Okokonere noodles in Malaysia. Failed noodle sellers. We brought them home here to try to... I can't even begin to put it into words. You know my love affair for Malaysia. You know my affection for Malaysia is very deep. And nothing will spoil it. I'm telling you this now. You have my assurance and my word. And don't change my word. Nothing will stop the affection I have for Malaysia. The way I am always received in Malaysia is second to none. Is second to none. When I go to Malaysia, people come out to listen to the gospel. I will not jettison Malaysia. I will not stop loving Malaysia. But you must go back to what you used to be before. Malaysia must return to their preeminence before. As number one in the whole world, they must go back. Right now, they are slipping down the ladder. They are slipping down, and a lot of mistakes are being made. We must correct it as quickly as possible. As quickly as possible, and the buck stops with you because you are the national coordinator. You have a very special place in my heart because of the work you've done for your country and will continue to do for your country. I will not abandon you, but you will not abandon your country. You will do your work for your country, because Malaysia gave a promise and they must live up to it. Go ahead. I think we may have lost him. We may have lost him. Obilo Anthony, he's quite brittle sometimes. I know his commitment and passion for his country. That is not in doubt. I don't doubt Obilo Anthony. I don't doubt Nlebedim. I don't doubt Elisha Michael. I don't doubt all the other officers there. They are good people. They are good people. And they are committed to this very effort. But we want them to be a bit more careful as to the projects they're going to later on. Very, very careful. You know, there's nothing a hungry man will not do to try and feed. You know that? If it means selling the child, as they did in Ungwa the other day. A man is naturally a kwanne. Believe a warrior. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? Yes, I'm talking to you. Are you on the road?
No, Director.
No, your line is a bit bad, my dear brother. I only wish that your line could have been clearer. In the evening, we continue. We have come to the end of our program this morning. But before I do so, can literally quote way back and how can you make here? They must speak, that we may bring this program to a close. This is Radio Biafra. We are formidable. Formidable. Go ahead. is off.
Good morning, my fellow Biafrans all over the world. Good evening, good afternoon. My name is once again Bright Chimeze Ishinwa. I am from Ohaji Ebema, LGA of Biafra Land, Imo State. As director will always say it, very soon we'll be coming to the conclusion of this program this morning. But that is not the conclusion of our struggle for Biafra. The struggle continues. Thank you, our director, for coming to Iguocha to see us and also being able to achieve great job, great work within this your visit. We thank you and we also grant you journey mercy as you leave us. And we beg God to help you and also give you more strength. Because within this time, this little time you just stayed with us, I see the way I feel. But even director himself is still as strong as ever. My brothers and sisters all over the world, I want to tell you something. If you are not being ordained to do a particular job, you can't carry out that job. I followed director one-on-one to do one or two things. My brother, I will tell you the way I feel. Yesterday, director only ate agwaragwoji, porridge yam, echinozo, the one cooked on the roadside. Likewise, when somebody some time ago was complaining about our director living an expensive life and all that. If you see where our director is sleeping, you marvel. You see the people he interacts with, you marvel. You see the way he handles things, you marvel. Even when he gets angry, it doesn't show or maybe depict that he hates you or whatever. He's trying to make you to sit up and also embrace the light. Our director is a good man. He is a God sent. Me, myself, I was telling my coordinator here, Chidebere, that our director is God sent. And there is an extra power. I don't know, maybe he has maybe 100 auxiliary. Yes, yeah. You know, I know some trucks have a single auxiliary. But our director has the extra auxiliary. Yesterday, I slept off after the broadcast. Director was still awake. He was the one that woke me up around after that to 2. And this early morning, we are waking up to come and also handle this broadcast. Not even dozing, not even showing a sign of tiredness in whatever he's doing. He's still vibrant and strong, even to go out and also meet other people for other meetings today. My brothers and sisters, let's just remove doubt in this particular struggle. At least I'm a living witness. Thank you, and our director, may God bless you and fortify you the more.
He said, thank you very much.
My good people of Biafrans, I have a little advice to give you all. You Biafrans, who has joined the IPOB, later you backslide. My name still remains Nwamadi Chinanekpere Orwell from Mbise, Imo State, Biafra Land. I'm overwhelmed when I heard my brothers from Olu calling. But I feel somehow, because I did not hear somebody from Mbise calling. But now the broadcasting is live here in Biafra Land. I expected all provinces or states to be calling more than those abroad. But those abroad are calling more than those within the at home, but notwithstanding. But those are our brothers who joined us before, because of what they will eat, because of what they will drink, they started behaving like the zoo. Woe be tied to those such people who has betrayed themselves. I don't want to mention names, but what I want to tell them is that we all will not be leader at the same time. Leave honor to whom honor is given. The Bible told us that envy converts to sin. Sin leads to death. If you know what you are doing, I don't think that at this critical time you would have backslided. If you have sinned, you can still ask for forgiveness and join the chorus. Now the time has come when every day can turn. We know that Biafra restoration has taken place. God is at work. Every hook and crane in the zoo now is boiling. God is at work, doing the work. He will only do a little maneuvering for the Biafrans. We conquered or we achieve what we are fighting for. Those my brothers and sisters who are only after money, I wish God will give me the money I will contribute so that Nnamdi will eat it. You've not contributed Kobo. You are accusing an innocent soul that he has eaten your money. Listen to me. If you have one way or the other embezzled the money contributed for Biafra movement, it's a blood money. It will never, ever augur well with you. You use it and train your children. In fact, it's rubbish. Time has gone when they say, in the other time or in the next generation, God will repay is now. The evil that men live with them. It's not before. It's not after. It's now. Matter of 3 months or 6 months, you receive your reward. So please, brothers and sisters, Biafrans all over the world, whether you are being pushed by friends or illegal advisors, it's better for you now to count your teeth with your tongue so that something you do not know will not count on you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. You know, there are legal advisors and illegal advisors.
Yes.
That's what we've just been told by our dear brother here. Legal and illegal advisors. Please go ahead. Go ahead.
Hello, my beloved brothers and sisters all over the world. This still your brother, Ibe Olua. Please, my family members, because Biafran is a family. We Chukwu Biama is the father of us all. Please, we know where we are coming from and we have one identity, which is our culture. Please, my brother, no matter wherever you may reside, listen through the winds, you will hear the drums sounding. I will know what the drum symbolizes in our culture. Please, he's calling the men to come out. Wherever you are, come out. If you cannot dance, come and touch, come and embrace the sound of the drum. Men are waiting just to receive the command from our leader. Please, nothing will withhold you. Please, even if you are having guilt in your mind, look forward and behold where we are heading to. We have a clear example from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the son of our maker, Chukwu Obioma. When he was receiving the flog, when he foresee the death and the pain on the cross, he looked beyond it. He see the glory that is lying ahead. Please, my brothers, this is a land that the Lord has blessed for you and I, not for any other people. Please, come back home, contribute, let us achieve and conquer and embrace and hold back that which the Lord has given unto us, that we enjoy it, because he say he made it for us, for our own good. Please, my brothers, come back, and we are waiting. We are ready. Just receive the command. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you all, Biafrans and fellow Biafrans. If you know you have not contributed even your time, your talent to the Biafran movement, you are not a Biafran, and you are not supposed to be living by now. Even if you believe it or not, when Biafra comes, you will see, feel it. The situation we are in Nigeria here will affect you direct or indirect. Whether you like it or not, the Boko Haram will kill somebody who belongs to you, or delay that relates to you, or somebody that supply you even Garisef. They will kill the person and it will affect you, you go hungry. Calling you out today to come out in mass to support Biafra movement. Support it with your life. Anybody that is still paying tithe to Nigerian Pentecostal churches, woe to you. Pay your tithes to Biafra movement and liberate your people. Let them be free. The best thing you give, you can give somebody is freedom. Allow the person to be free. He will be breathing air. He can open his house and sleep well. Not sleeping and open one eye. There won't be police on the road carrying guns when the civilians are not with guns. Everything will go well. That you call Belma, my brothers. And we're calling on you. Come out in mass and support Biafra. For Biafra will come and must come. In Chico Belma's name we pray.
He same.
Good morning, Biafra Worldwide. My name is Prince Elochukwuonye. One wonderful advice I have for every Biafran listening to us this morning from Biafran land and above. My advice to you is this. Open your eye brighter and bigger. Watch your back anywhere you are. Anytime from this moment, we may be sounding or hitting or beating the drum of victory. This fight is long been fought. We are here to amend it. I want to assure you people that we are very much ready. Our men are standing by. We have reinforcements. And we don't want to take Nigeria by surprise. We don't want to underestimate them. We are soldiers of life. As I told you, Don Kingsley, I know you must be listening from Ireland.
Ireland, yes. It's an island.
I know you must be listening. I see your mail last night, and I want to assure you that I strongly stand, as you used to know. Any moment the bell is rung, I will display the worst. Remember, I told you that I've long been dead. I am moving as the spirit of Biafra, and one day soon, we shall shock the world. We are the world's most favorite and favorable people on earth. Anywhere you go on this planet earth and you do not see Igbo man, just run away. Because that place is not a place for human being. We are gifted. We are the kings of earth. We don't beg. Check out all the Biafrans around you. You will see that we are all strong. Everybody live and depend in future. Please, always have your means, your way to support Biafra. When you come down here, you will see the evidence of your good work. I promise you that we won't fail you. I remain Colonel Erochukwuonye. May Almighty Chukwuka Biama bless us all. Amen.
He said. Thank you very, very much. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. We have come to the end of our program. We have come to the end of it. Therefore, wherever you are, you must understand that we are also reconvening this very evening, 8 p.m. The work we are doing is ceaseless. The propagation is unrelenting. Because the mercy and the grace of the Almighty that He has bestowed upon us is also limitless. It is a river that would never dry. We are here to preach His word, to return His children to Him, so that His kingdom will come on the face of the earth. That's why we do what we do. And Biafra will come. Because only Chukwuka Biama is God and worthy of worship. To us, Biafra is more than a country. To us, Biafra is more than a concept, something that inhabits the deeper recesses of your mind or your consciousness. This Biafra we have preached about today is indeed our religion. Here on Radio Biafra is where we worship, because Chukwuka Biama is God. He will guide, bless, nurture, sustain, and keep each and every one of you and your families. But more importantly, this same Chukwuka Biama will bless Biafra. Thank you very much for listening. And on behalf of all of us here in Igwocha in Biafra land, it is good morning.
We shall always reach.